it feels good to be a gangster.
Welcome to Peanut Black Podcast, a competitive podcast between podcasters, starring Billy Amendola, Brian Katz, and your host, Pete Bird.
All right, we're back again. Time to paint in black. Brian, Pete, doing the things. There's Brian.
Much love, everyone.
There's Billy.
We're back again.
All right, little backstory. We just did half an episode, and the computer crashed.
The computer didn't crash. The Audacity.
The program.
The program just out of nowhere went dead.
So rather than put out nothing, and rather than redo the whole first half of the show, we're just going to do the second half of the show, just to get all you nice people something to listen to, and hopefully it's still good.
So here's a big fuck you to, what was it?
Audacity.
Audacity. The audacity of audacity. Yeah.
Seriously. The audacity.
Jesus Christ.
If I dare say, the first half of this show was some of the finest podcasting. The
best stuff we've ever done to date.
Ever recorded. Jesus Christ.
We were really hitting a stride right
now. Can you believe The Rock came in here?
God damn.
The Rock was in here.
Oh, jeez. Fresh off his fucking raspberry and everything.
Oh, my God.
Or Razzie, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
I guess we have time to do the Sean Connery.
I forgot about that.
There you go.
Bruce so anyway, let's recap what you missed. We talked about comic books. Shocker. We talked about wrestling. I know you're surprised. We played songs. Mine was dorky. Billy's was 80s. I know that's really out of left field. We talked about news stories. A guy who blew himself up with Axe body spray, lighting a cigarette.
Yes.
We did a story about a guy who called a baby a slut on a Russian flight.
Slut!
A man got eaten by a tiger in China. I like this way of doing the news. A guy stole meatballs.
Yes, yes.
And he got sauce all over himself. What else? A really long Uber because a guy passed out drunk and ended up three states over. And then we did shout-outs. What's up, everybody?
Should I bother doing a shout-out again?
No, that's okay. Okay, do it. Do the thing.
Shout out. We got to give our shout outs no matter what.
All right. We're very thankful to everyone who voted for the brushies. That was a thing we talked about. And
talked about my asshole guy who was bitching
at me.
Definitely
didn't talk about his asshole, right?
We talked about Billy's asshole at great length.
This asshole guy that I had to deliver a package to, and he bitched me out because he feels that FedEx supports the NRA, and I was just like, just fucking sign for this and have a nice day.
Yeah, exactly.
Shout outs to those Pussies of Big Pop Podcast, Dan and Shane, Chris and Company, ADO Radio, Mike Russo at Gungo Podcast, Lauren and the Boys at Bold and Belligerent, Clint Geek Dig, Spencer and Ryan, Old Man Orange Podcast. Look for Pete's cover on their first issue of Pizza Boy. Second round's on us, both North and South editions. Eric and Zach over the offensive line. Crazy Jade and the gang at Rock and Comedy Show. Listen twice a week live on RadioVegas.rocks. Also, download the app, RadioVegas.rocks, and vote for the Facebook page. Finally, IRN, Internet Radio Network, our other network, and much love to our listeners. If it wasn't for you, we couldn't do this part-time.
Brian channeling his inner Micro Machines guy to get through that. Right. I know we're officially in the first minute of this podcast again, but we've been here for an hour.
And here's Pete's song.
should we do songs?
We'll just get them out of the way.
Do you want to do the song?
Yeah, this song's a fun.
Do you still have my song?
All right. Let's see, what was it? Nate?
All right.
Nate, my song. Nate wants the battle.
Jump right into it. I've been playing a lot of Zelda on the Switch. I was just singing its praises for a good 30 minutes.
Gotta make sure this is a song. Oh, there's an advertisement.
Okay, I'll stall for
what
a minute.
What is it for?
This is a song by Nate Wants the Battle. It's called The Evil King. It's off the album Songs of Time, which is a concept album Ocarina of Time. So it's super geeky, and I like this song.
In 5 seconds.
Please to enjoy this song starting
now.
Now.
Same old boy from the same old house. My, how much you've grown.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Now, I think for the most part, we're back where we left off. So, apologies.
Fuck you, Ed.
Yep, that happened last time, too.
Thank you, Billy, for really catching us up.
So, yeah, this is going to be a short episode, mainly because we've already been doing this for a bit. So,
all right.
To get back to where we were, sorry for the missing first half, but it's March.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's time for the fourth?
Third
or fourth?
It's the third. I know. I think we've only been doing it 3 years.
It was the year Rick Sanchez.
It's your
won.
First annual.
Our first annual. Third or fourth March Madness.
I want to say the Rick Sanchez one might have been.
That was a different.
It wasn't a full bracket. It was just like a little bracket.
We did it
at the end.
A day.
Yeah, and then the next time we came back,
we did it for a month.
Yeah, and then we did it for a month the next time. All right, so this is the fourth year, really. All right.
So this is the month where we do March Madness. We take a bracket system. We debate. We figure out who would win in this competition, and we do it throughout the entire March of month.
Right.
March of month, month of March, whatever. First year that we officially did it, it was Voltron. Voltron won?
Voltron, I believe, won.
He beat Yoda?
He beat Yoda.
No, he didn't. Didn't he? Didn't.
I was on the Yoda bandwagon. Everyone was like, Voltron's a big, crazy robot. So. Yeah.
The next year, we did Animals and a gorilla one, I think. It was a space gorilla.
Space gorilla.
Oh. This year, we're doing Battle of the Bands.
Yes. There's no battle to the death here. It's just...
who's a better band?
Who... Well, things we got to take into consideration.
Yanni.
Quality. No, not, don't have to consider what Yanni thinks. basically, quality of the music, longevity of the music, how inspirational they were as far as, how much they changed the game.
Right.
Just all the good things. Like, I don't care how many albums they sold. That's not a huge thing to me. But obviously, these bands all sold tons of albums.
Well, they could all go into the arguments, but let's start it off. All
right.
Let's do this.
All right. So the number one seed in the first bracket here is Pete's favorite, the Beatles.
Wow. Starting it off with the fucking Beatles.
Yeah. Then they're facing number 16 seed. The 90s Beatles, Oasis. Now, obviously, there's not enough that could be said about the Beatles. They changed the game. They're icons.
And Oasis tried their best to mimic them and didn't make it past three albums.
They were quality. On the real, though, the Oasis put out a bunch of good music.
They put out three albums in the time it took the Beatles to put out their entire catalog.
Well, they didn't have to deal with Noel and Liam being absolute shitty drunk the entire time.
John Light and Bobo Paul.
But honestly, though, obviously the Beatles are going to move on here.
Yeah, this isn't even a contest.
Yeah, but whoever I served...
You brought a knife to a gunfight!
Yeah, but whoever I brought to the Beatles first, in general, they're going to go a long way in the contest. So I was serving them up to... a band that is kind of like them in a lot of ways.
So
let's talk about a couple bullet points on Oasis. I think they, What's the Story, Morning Glory? It was a great album.
Their best album, to me, was The Story, Morning Glory. Mm-hmm. Followed probably, definitely, maybe.
Did they have anyone other than that?
Yeah. Standing on the Shoulders of Giants.
All Around the World. That was
Be Here Now.
Be Here Now. That was a good album.
They did a lot of albums. They actually kept making albums long after I stopped caring.
Mm-hmm. They were pretty good, but obviously the Beatles are one of a kind, man. Every album they've done, I mean, you have multiple hits off of it. They change rock as we know it.
Yeah, I don't think you touched on the Beatles, especially in this one.
So we're going to talk more about the Beatles in general, so I'm not going to go on and on about them right away because they're going to be in later rounds. So.
Yeah, and like Oasis.
Well Pete, let's put it to the vote. I'm going Beatles here.
Beatles.
Yeah. All right. We've got to make it official, Billy,
No, that's cool, yeah. Got to lock it in.
Yeah, lock it
in. I would be curious if anybody disagrees. Hit us up.
Yeah, email us at paintofblack.
Paintofblackcomics@gmail.com.
I'm definitely going to throw us up on the gram.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, so our second match here is a battle of just blue collar people. It's Creedence Clearwater Revival versus Billy Joel.
Creedence versus Joel.
Yeah, it's talking about the blue collar Long Island versus the blue collar of I Want to Save This
World. America. All right, I've frequently said it. I'm the worst Long Islander because I don't like Billy Joel.
All right. That aside, though, the man's made a ton
made
of music.
Made a ton of great music.
I going back to stuff from the 70s with Piano Man and She's Always a Woman and all that and all those good hits.
Tinkly pussy bullshit.
Only the Good Die Young, another good song. Yeah. Billy, you know, he puts on a great show. He sells at the Garden every time.
And if you're lucky, he'll drive his car through your house.
Through your house, yeah.
Through your house.
He makes surprise appearances.
Yeah.
In your garage.
Yeah, you know, all of a sudden, you know, you're sitting down watching the evening news. Boom, there's Billy Joel.
Reeking of whiskey.
And comes out, he's like, oh,
for the longest time,
I didn't start the fire.
Okay, so obviously Billy has a ton of hits. Going on to Creedence Clearwater, man, they're a huge thing going back.
One of the best rock vocalists of all time, with John Fogerty.
Great. They're big during the Vietnam era. Man,
name a Vietnam movie that doesn't have Creedence in there.
Yeah, any period piece from that time.
Have you seen a Vietnam movie that doesn't have Fortunate Son playing in it?
No. That's basically the theme of Vietnam, to be honest with you.
That being said, less hits, for sure.
I don't know about that. Billy's had, he's got his catalog, 30, 40 hits.
His catalog of hits is massive. You got to give him that.
Mm-hmm. Born of the Bayou, good song. Used for the Swamp Thing movie.
Born of the Bayou is a good song.
Mm-hmm.
This is regardless. It's on rock.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, Fogerty's just fucking killer vocals.
Again, but I'm a Long Island guy. I just something about Billy with Piano Man, just all the 50s doo-wop shit he did in the 80s. it sounds weird saying that. I think that I like his catalog better. So if we're gonna put it to a vote real quick, I'm gonna go Billy Joel here.
I'm going Billy Joel also. I've heard a lot of great stories about him, minus the, you know, driving his car through people's houses. But you know, he's always hanging out on the North Shore, Long Island, and very, very approachable guy.
I know, but I don't want to put the localness on it.
Yeah, not putting the localness on it though. You know, it's just like he appreciates his fans.
As he's Billy drinks a Montauk beer.
Yeah, there you go. Montauk beer. Montauk Brewing Company. New York established 2012. But no.
I'm going Billy. Fuck that Creedence Clearwater guy.
Fuck those foreigners.
Fuck that clear water. I want that fucking Indian water.
I'll be honest. I don't like Billy Joel.
That's cool.
Hey, it's fine. I
never cared for him. Nothing against him. I think he's got some good songs. They just never spoke to me. Mm-hmm. The only time Billy Joel was ever like a massive part of my life was when I learned about drinking, mm-hmm. and we all sung Piano Man a lot.
There you go.
Creedence Clearwater, I gotta say, they're a great band too, but Billy Joel's my guy, man.
All right. I'm gonna disagree, but I'm gonna move mm-hmm. Billy Joel to the next round.
All right. Now,
you're gonna fight the Beatles.
Well, yeah, whoever's winning is getting served up again. Anyway, so moving on to our next matchup, a 7 seed, Pink Floyd.
Ooh.
Roger Waters and company over there versus Michael Stipe and R.E.M. you know what? They had a big amount of hits, and they were really part of big in that indie rock movement in the 80s.
They got
and 90s.
It kind of rolling, the alternative mm-hmm. thing.
Yeah, they were they are the consummate college band. But Pink Floyd,
Pink Floyd is way stonier?
Well, yeah.
No, not stonier. Trippier.
Trippier. I'm going to deduct points for when I thought it would be cool to watch The Wall as a teenager.
Wall, great album. I think
great album. Awful movie.
The movie's weird.
I didn't do nearly enough drugs for it.
I want to say, I remember my mom had the double album with the record, and opening it up and seeing all the weird art with like the hammers and the wig on the ass, and like just being like, my first impression of just like a Pink Floyd was Wall art, and then listening to it as a kid.
I honestly don't think R.E.M. really has a leg to stand on here. They had a couple big songs during a very small period.
Mm-hmm. Rock Lobster.
That's the B-52.
Yeah, I know. Also, I said, I'm like, oh, wait, wrong man.
I kind of hope that's the thing going forward.
Different homos.
They had, Losing My Religion. That was Everybody Hurts.
Yeah.
And
sometimes everybody hurts. Two, three, four.
I do kind of like that you were singing it to the tomb of Wish You Were Here. Everybody hurts.
Yeah, man. R.E.M., I think they're a good band. Never one of my favorites, but they had a long line of hits.
Credit to Michael Stipe.
Mm-hmm.
He had a cameo on The Adventures of Pete and Pete.
Yes, he did.
That's about all I got.
Mm-hmm. Pink Floyd, though, one of the most influential bands, I think. Roger Waters. See,
and it's crazy. Like, if you listen to Floyd's earlier shit, it's nothing like their later shit. Like, they totally, like, just did a ton of ass and just like, all right, dude, we're just totally changing the way we play music and
let's go
coming
nuts.
Up with this crazy shit. And it fucking worked because...
Those are the albums people remember.
Yeah, like I play it. I have like their greatest hits album, and you know I'm like, oh, skip, ah, I like this song, ah, brings me back to the fucking late '90s and shit, just fucking just zoning out.
I think that's one thing you say about Pink Floyd album or songs, or like you could put it on and you could just kind of picture yourself when you like listening to the song at a certain point in your life.
I was just mainly when I was on drugs.
I don't know if this counts for anything, but albums that were on in my house growing up. Mm-hmm. Way more Pink Floyd, have a little more of a soft spot.
Your dad wasn't like,
that's me in the corner.
Oh my God. Tripping my balls
that's
off. Like,
that's way funnier if you know my dad.
Your dad, is a blue collar carpenter type guy. He's drinking Red Dog beer and shit. He's like, honey, can't be the Losing My Religion album. Like,
yeah, exactly. My mother was the REM fan in the house, and she never got last say. So Pink Floyd.
Now, you got to remember, like, some of these matchups, obviously, are going to be clear-cut favorites. But, you know, as you go on, it's going to be harder and harder to decipher. This is round one, you know. I just want to say one more thing. This particular song, though, man, I remember walking through Central Park when my grandfather was really, really sick in the hospital. I mean, just being like, you know, it just, like, great song. Got me kind of through that, little tough period.
It's a beautiful song.
Yeah, man. And I love this. I think this song is one of the best songs ever written, to be honest. And
you ever see Lords of Dogtown?
That ended with that.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Fucking sad shit.
Yeah, man. That's a sad story, that whole
story. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was good for some of the kids, you know, but for the most part, yeah. Fucked up.
So let's put it to a vote, man. Obviously, I'm going Floyd.
Floyd
all the way.
Again, these are the first rounds.
Mm-hmm. So there's going to be a couple of lopsided ones. All right. Now we're going to do two 70s rock bands here. Oh, yeah. We're going to have Aerosmith and the Eagles, man.
Okay. That's an interesting one. Mm-hmm. This is one we could get behind here.
Yeah. So this is a little, you know, obviously the lower seeds are going to get destroyed by the higher seeds. But then, you know, when you start getting in the middle, it's going to be a little bit more of a...
Yeah, this is a little more debate worthy.
All right. So obviously Aerosmith, I think, had a longer career if they stay together, you know.
That's
break up,
big.
Stay together, break up, stay together.
They didn't have to have a Hell Freezes Over tour or nothing.
Because like the Eagles were huge in the 70s, and I would say they were bigger than Aerosmith at that point, but Aerosmith had a big resurgence after that Run DMC Walk This Way. They came back in the 90s with
Get a Grip.
Get a Grip was a great album with Amazing, and
that was a huge album. You forget how big
that launched the careers of Liv Tyler and Clueless
Chick. Alicia Silverstone. Yeah. But every song.
Alicia Silverstone was already in movies before that.
But that was
the beginning of her.
She was kind of known as the Aerosmith video girl.
Yeah. She was in the trio of video, the trilogy of videos of Amazing, Crazy,
and Dying, I think.
Like,
Dying when
that's not the name of the song.
No.
What's the name of that song?
You're right. That is the song. She was that the out the.
That's
the
video, a song,
but that's not the it's name not of the song.
Right, I can't think of the name. Though.
Do what you do.
Yeah.
Onto me.
Yeah. Anyway,
living on the edge. That was another.
Janie's got a.
That
gun.
Album. That album actually. They made a video game. Aerosmith Revolution.
Revolution.
It was a shitty game, but
it's a shooting. You had to save Aerosmith from these fascist cops who were stealing music.
Oh, God,
you did it with a gun that shot CDs.
It was a game.
Yeah,
it was a video game.
I remember that.
A video game based on the out, you know, to promote Aerosmith.
It was Revolution X.
Revolution X. Super 90s.
I mean, and not to mention, they have their fucking own roller coaster in Disney World.
The Rock and Roller Coaster.
That's right, in MGM.
That's still there?
Also, they quite possibly, it's up there, maybe top five all-time movie-associated songs, like with Don't Want to Miss a Thing. Like, you think of
Oh my God, Armageddon. Yeah. Well, that's after I stopped liking them, but still.
That's a huge hit.
They had songs earlier on that I was all fucking about. Early days.
Kill the Rich.
Toys in the Attic.
Eat the Rich.
Eat the Rich. That's a fucking great song.
That's, again, Get a Grip.
Was one of the first albums I ever bought. Mm-hmm. Was Get a Grip and Aerosmith Big Ones, which was their greatest hit.
That was a good one.
Yeah. Let's move into the Eagles. Like, obviously, Hotel California is...
Aside from that, I don't have a lot of fond Eagles.
Yeah.
I just always think of the dude. hate the fucking Eagles, man.
Yeah, I mean,
they did. Was it In the City? That it was all in the Warriors. That movie that when it ended.
Yeah, In the City.
They actually just brought it back for Rick and Morty.
But not a song I love.
I like that song a lot.
It's all right.
They did Take It Easy, another good song.
Yeah.
But you know, it's hard to, you know, after we went all in with Aerosmith, and we started talking like a little bit, and then we all kind of
Henley, I don't know.
Hey, oh, Chicago, bro. I guess I think we should put it to a vote at this point. I think we know Aerosmith.
Yeah, going Aerosmith.
All right.
Now, again, I'm curious to see what people think of these.
Yeah.
All right. Feel free to disagree.
Now, some people,
and we'll read your comments.
Yes, absolutely.
If you leave a comment.
Yeah. If you leave a comment, not just a like.
Leave a comment.
Now, some people just got to battle it out in the battle bands. They have nothing to do with each other, really. But the Beach Boys, they're going up against Rob Zombie / White Zombie.
What the fuck combination is this?
Dude.
The Beach Boys were very influential in music, man.
And this is Zombie White / Rob / Otherwise?
Basically, yeah.
Is Power Man 5000 included?
No, not a stupid brother.
So it's Rob Zombie.
Yeah. But it basically Rob Zombie. All right.
Oh, this is a complex one because you go legacy versus personal.
Like, I think Rob Zombie's style is, you know, you can't compare anyone to him. Like,
these were the guys that did Pet Sounds. It's like one of the most influential albums of all time, producer wise.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they changed the game with that album. Or you got the guy who's just like, yeah,
I am Azro Creed with Demolition Hell.
But the thing is, in my life,
him and James Hetfield have like the world record for years of a song.
But I was never a Beach Boys guy.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of fond memories based on Rob Zombie, especially Rob Zombie.
Yeah, that's why, you know, sometimes these lower seats can, you know, the three of us grew up in with Rob Zombie. We didn't grow up with the Beach Boys. Yeah. Beach Boys, legacy-wise, I think they did more for the business, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about the three of us and what we
do. Oddly enough, of the two groups, Beach Boys, way more fucked up.
Yeah, you know, Rob Zombie kind of flew the straight and narrow. He's a director.
He's a director. He's got a good life.
He's a vegan, and he's got a hot wife.
His life's in order. Brian Wilson, train wreck.
Yeah, do drugs, killed a guy in San Diego once.
Who would have thought that would be? Oh, the guy who directed The Devil's Rejects, the normal one.
Yeah, all that art he did.
Yeah.
Like, that was just him having funsies.
He's like, I think it's cute.
I can do it. Whatever. Who cares? But yeah, I mean, like, actually, I mean, growing up, like, I grew up before I, like, was able to buy my own albums, like, always listening to Beatles and Beach Boys, because that's all my mom ever really played. But once I got into my own music, yeah, it was, like, straight up, like, White Zombie, Rob Zombie, Nirvana, and all that fun shit.
But
that's a song. Before the audio cut out, Brian posed the question, what's a song that premiered on the radio that you always got excited when you heard it?
Yeah.
Never got old to you. Dracula back in the day, because it never came on.
That's
so when
cool
you heard
video.
It was like, and I would just lose my shit.
Also, I just was a Thunderkiss 65, man.
Oh, we saw him at the Ozfest in Jersey at PNC Bank Arts Center while he was playing Thunderkiss 65, the stage got struck by fucking lightning, and it was
right when he went.
That whole Lars Sexter Sisto album was insane.
It was the fucking most metal thing I ever saw.
Nice.
Okay, see, this is why it's great to, you know, to have these brackets, because, like, obviously another group of guys maybe would go with the Beach Boys, but since we're that age group and we obviously Rob Zombie is a much bigger influence over us.
I want to avoid pretension with this stuff and be like, well, Pet Sounds, fuck off.
Was Rob Zombie ever on Full House? No. He didn't sing Kokomo.
Oh, fuck Kokomo. All right.
Did John Stamos ever play drums for White Zombie? No.
I got my vote. That comment put me over the
top. Well, let's just talk a couple good things about the Beach Boys real quick. Like,
they were definitely, yeah. You know,
Harmony, God Only Knows is a song I fucking adore.
Definitely some good
Barbara
songs.
Barbara Ann. Love Surf Ninjas, bro. Good movie.
Just go to Surf Ninjas.
Surf everybody's learning how. Come on, it's a safari with me.
It's a dark moment in a band's history when the reminiscence of them is Surf Ninjas.
Yo, man, it had Rob Schneider in that, man.
He was 42 playing an 18-year-old.
All right, so vote time. I'm going, obviously, Rob Zombie. Mr. La Sexorcista.
With his tanks and his bombs and his bombs.
And his bombs.
Yeah, white zombie.
Yeah, it goes zombie too.
Okay.
Personal now, preference.
Billy, this is a big one for you, man.
Oh, boy.
This is the Battle of Jersey.
Oh, boy.
The boss in one corner. Versus Bon Jovi. Slippery when wet in the other. Who's going down here?
Now, see, we missed this earlier, this cut out of the audio before, but I fucking hate Bon Jovi.
All right. So how do you feel about the boss?
I respect him.
All right, so you're not that big on him either, so we can talk now music.
But I fucking hate Bon Jovi.
I love Bon Jovi, to be honest with you. I love Slippery When Wet. Living on a Prayer, one of my favorite songs ever. What was it? You Love a Bad Name, great song. I love all that fucking cowboy shit he did. You know, the Young Guns 2 soundtrack.
Oh, he's such a tool.
Won't he diddle?
No, you're not. No,
whatever,
you're not.
Whatever, man. Like, all right, whatever. He wore a cowboy. He had to make the cowboy hat work.
No, he didn't, though.
All right.
On a steel horse he rides. Fuck.
That's a motorcycle, Pete. Did you get the reference?
Yeah, I get it.
Did you get it?
You pussy. I get it. You Bon Jovi. With your fucking teased up hair.
Yo, man.
I'm going boss. Gotta go boss.
All right, so tell me why the boss.
Respect. Songwriter extraordinaire. Working man. A real working man. Not a pretty boy loser. E Street Band? Come on.
It had, what's his face? Silvio, Dante Silvio.
There you go, yeah, exactly.
Little Stevie.
Little Stevie. And Max Kellerman. Not Max Kellerman, Max
Weinstein. Fucking Clarence
Max Weinstein.
On the,
Max Weinstein. Yeah. Yeah.
Clarence Conan. On the sax. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, but, I'm going to say, yeah, the boss, you kind of have to go with the boss. Okay. I think without the boss, there's no JBJ.
This is true.
His name has BJ in it. Come on.
His initials are BJ.
The other guy's the boss.
BS.
One of them's BJ. BJ and the boss.
I got to say, my favorite boss moment is when he said, going to a foreign land and to kill the yellow man.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. This is actually wasn't even about Vietnam.
It's actually an anti-Vietnam song.
Yeah. Born in the USA is not a celebration of living in the USA.
Yeah, he actually got pissed at Ronald Reagan. He's like, I don't want you to use, I'm for the unions. He's like, Ronald Reagan's like, well, I'm just going to do it anyway.
Well, I don't give a fuck.
Nice jeans, pal.
Nice jeans,
anyway.
You greasy ginger.
All right, so the boss got a couple of really huge hits. Courtney Cox.
Couple, I mean, he had a lot.
He has probably.
Don't ask me to start naming them all.
Yeah, as
we'll
many
throw
as
him out there, bro. He's obviously born in the USA. Dancing with Myself, right?
Glory Days.
No, Glory Days, Thunder Road.
We Dance in the Dark. Dancing with Myself is Billy Idol.
Yeah,
you're right. Right. I got ahead of myself.
I mean, I'll have to fucking. Ah, you fuck.
Glory Days.
Yeah, that's what I was like.
Mm-hmm. So many, and he's widely respected. Mm-hmm. Another guy still sells out
Philadelphia.
Places.
He actually sells out MetLife Stadium like 8 days in a row. It fits like 80,000 mm-hmm. people in it.
He's a man of the people. Mm-hmm.
And when we were in that bar in Jersey and that song and the
we almost enlisted in the army. It was post 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
We were in a bar in Asbury Park. Mm-hmm. And fuck, I don't know what song came on, but we were like, let's join the army.
Yeah.
We didn't because we were drunk on Bud Lights.
And we were just had beer muscles.
And we were 22.
Mm-hmm. And not only that, you know, but Bruce Springsteen, he never changed his style of music. Like, he had the rock and roll style. He stuck to it.
Yeah.
Bon Jovi had, like, you know, that kind of, like, hair metal kind of rock and roll vibe to him.
It didn't last.
No. It, you know, once like, the late 90s and 2000 came around, he got kind of pop rocky. And
just to point it out, too, to your point,
mm-hmm.
in 2018, which one of those two men is still somewhat relevant?
Oh, Bon Jovi. No, no, I got you
know, no, in Billy World.
No, but no, no, because you know, no, you know,
no, why? No is right.
It doesn't matter because both of them will sell out MetLife Stadium in a matter of minutes.
Yeah, but one of them you're just like play Living on a Prayer, asshole.
But
open, close, and play it twice in the middle.
But now I'm gonna play devil's advocate. Bon Jovi can go overseas and sell out like crazy. I don't think.
I don't give a fuck with no foreigner thinks.
I don't think.
Yeah, you think they want to hear that Bruce Springsteen shit in Japan, bro?
Yeah.
Like, it's like he comes out, it's like, we bombed the shit out of you. I'm out.
Yeah, I don't
drops the mic, calls it Hiroshima.
I don't see Bruce Springsteen having like a big international like fanfare the way Bon Jovi does.
I agree with that though. Yeah. I would say internationally Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce Springsteen doesn't have the international where Bon Jovi has the international.
A lot of these countries just got Billy Idol for the first time. They don't know that the world has moved on. Bon Jovi sucks. He sucks in so many ways.
Okay. Here in America, where it actually matters, what opinions actually matter.
We listen to the boss. Damn it.
All right, Pete. So let's obviously start with you because everyone knows Billy.
You know what? Like I said, you know, I'm gonna go Bruce Springsteen. You know, but like I said, you know, internationally.
Fuck him.
Bon Jovi.
I was Bon Jovi originally, but you guys swayed me, I think. I'm going to go Bill. I'm Bruce Springsteen.
There you go.
Battle of Jersey is over.
Bruce moves on, as it should be.
All right. Sometimes you just got to battle it out between two bands that have nothing to do with each other, but you know what? Both front men died.
Another random.
David Bowie versus Linkin Park.
Oh, come on.
All right, yo. All right, so like... Let's start with Linkin Park because Bowie's obviously
dude killed himself.
That's one of them. What Mike Shioda? You know
who?
That's the DJ.
I know he's the fucking rapper.
All right, so Linkin Park. Look,
like Linkin Park. They're fine.
They came out. I think they were by far the best out of that rap rock shit.
Their later albums, though, completely dropped any sound of guitar from it, and just was weird DJ shit that blew. They had a couple good albums that I enjoyed.
Their first three
Hybrid
albums.
Hybrid Theory, Meteora, those were good albums. I like those just fine. Mm-hmm. I used to listen to them while playing my Sega Dreamcast.
All right. At one point, they were definitely one of the biggest bands in the world. They were touring, sold out shows everywhere. I think that their first three albums are all really, really great. They changed the game in a sense with that style. I think they mixed electronic music with hardcore and rock and rap, and I think that they were the antithesis of music evolution. I think they really changed a lot
of the early aughts. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
I'm just saying that was the era, the early aughts. They came on like big time. Mm-hmm. They had a couple good songs, a couple good videos. Mm-hmm. Couple less so.
David Bowie doing it, and him and Mick Jagger.
You had to pick this fucking song.
I love this fucking song.
This is the fucking worst thing Bowie ever did.
He's wearing a fucking onesie and shit in it.
All right, so I guess
this is where that rumor about them fucking each other came from.
Let's go now to David Bowie. Obviously, you can't say enough about the guy.
Ziggy Stardust.
Heroes. I mean, one of my favorite songs ever is Heroes.
Spiders from Mars is one of my favorite fucking albums.
He brought like fashion into
Devil Dogs.
He brought fashion into rock. You know, I think he's iconic. You know, like I think Bowie is iconic. You can't. Really
I'll say this: when Bowie died, my thought was, David Bowie doesn't die; he becomes Stardust. when Chester Blumkin died, I went,
good.
Well, that's what happens when you join Stone Temple Pilots.
All right.
You die.
Fan-wise, I was a huge fan of Linkin Park. It was never really... I always respected Bowie. Always respected, you know, what he meant to, like, you know, to music and everything like that. When Bowie died, I'm like, oh, man, you know, it sucks. You know, great talent, blah, 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 gun like that. When Chester Bennington pulled the plug on himself, I was like, oh, man, you know, like, really sucks. Although their last song, Heavy, sucked
their
ass.
Their last three albums.
Well, here's the thing.
Ass.
I think that Billy felt that way because Bowie kind of did what he did already in this
world. Yeah, yeah, that's
while
true.
Linkin Park had a long history, a long future ahead. They still had about 20 years of like making music.
Yeah,
probably.
But I think the reason I'm soured on Linkin Park is I hated the last maybe three albums that they put out. They're unrecognizable as Linkin Park, and I get the rate. We're talking about Bowie, who reinvented himself a thousand times. They tried to do the same, and I hated the direction they were going.
No, I mean, I forget the name. The name of the album that came out, not the one that came out when Bennington killed himself, but the one before that. That was actually a pretty good album. I liked it.
I don't remember caring for it.
Yeah, was it?
I can't remember the name.
Yeah, I want to say Meteora or something.
No, Meteora was like their second album.
That was like 2004 or something like that.
I can look it up and all, but it was a pretty good album. They did like a collaboration with Tom Morello.
Yeah, and they didn't let him play guitar on it.
Oops.
You're going to do it.
You want to be part of the album? Don't play your instrument then.
You know the thing you're known for? Mm-hmm. Do it half-assed.
All right, so let's just put this to a vote.
But yeah,
I'm gonna. Oh, do you have anything to add?
Oh no. I was gonna say vote wise. Yeah, okay. I'm definitely going Bowie though.
Here
Bowie.
It is: A Thousand Suns or The Hunting Party.
Yes.
Or Living Things. Those are the three albums that I really didn't like. And those were their last three.
Not that it matters, Pete. But
I'm going Bowie.
Yeah. All right.
Mm-hmm. I was always a big Bowie guy. So.
All right. This is the last match in the first first quarter of the brackets.
Okay.
And again, these are the guys that's old, I guess. So Bob Dylan
who
versus Little Richard.
Oh. Dylan versus Little Richard.
Now, wow. I can appreciate everything Bob Dylan did, but
I feel good.
I particularly like...
I look good. I smell good. I fuck good.
Oh, man. All right, I gotta... My grandmother had a foot. I gotta go over
this
there.
Episode is not meant to be.
No, I mean, it's not going anywhere. I gotta bring the... I gotta drive over there later tonight.
All right, you wanna... Let's...
No, I can finish the show.
Close out this bracket.
No, I can finish out the show. I got another, like, half hour, 45 minutes.
It's a mini ep.
All right. So anyway, Bob Dylan versus Little Richard. I appreciate what Bob Dylan did for music and everything, but Good God, Miss Molly, Tutti Frutti, like I just rocked those more.
One's tough for me because I like them both.
Mm-hmm.
I went through my Dylan phase. Musically, never my favorite. Guy could sing. He just always leaned on this kind of persona.
Mm-hmm.
But hell of a songwriter. Little Richard, fun, drugged up. Fucked up.
I love that little mustache. A little.
Yeah. I've got to admit, I'm leaning on Dylan for this one, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I think more of a catalog and more of just raconteur than Little Richard. Richard had his thing and he stuck to that thing. Mm-hmm. Dylan kind of kept it. Like a Rolling Stone. He kept that ball rolling.
Yeah.
What about you, Billy?
Yeah, Little Richard, you know, definitely a cool guy. But I felt he was more of an act. He wasn't really true, he was more of an act. Definitely enjoyed listening to his songs when he was on I think it was on Pee Wee's Playhouse a few times or something like that.
Was he?
I think so. He did something with WWE, I think, at one point or something.
I believe he did.
Richard?
Yeah,
he's at one of the WrestleManias.
Yeah. Like I said, you know, definitely iconic in the music industry. Bob Dylan, though, like, it's fucking Bob Dylan, you know, like longevity music-wise. I think he fucking just got a Pulitzer Prize within the last year or so.
He won a Nobel Prize.
Nobel Prize, sorry. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Nobel Prize
for literature.
Yeah, literature. But
for his lyrics, that's, you know, how good his lyrics.
He gave us Jacob Dylan.
Yeah, Wallflowers, bro. And they did a remake of David Bowie.
Like a yeah.
Oh my God, it's a snake eating its tail.
I'm gonna go Bob here.
Yeah, I'm going.
You gotta go. Look, I love. You ever want to watch the greatest thing ever put on film? Watch Little Richard on that news program on YouTube when he's coked out of his brain, and he's just rambling. He's just going, ah, I look good. Fuck good.
All right. Next part.
Are we doing next part?
Are we?
Yeah.
We're doing one more.
Yeah, I can keep going. Like,
you want to do one more battle here?
Yeah.
With the winners?
No. Let's do the first round all together.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. So, next matchup, we got Elvis, the King, versus Motorhead, who's God. Let me, bro. It's the King versus God.
That's another one on a personal level, tricky.
I'm about Elvis. I think I respect that Motorhead. I love a lot of their hard style, and they come on Triple H's entrance theme. Come on, that's shit. The guy was
time to play the game.
The guy was a huge collector of Nazi memorabilia, but like that's
those
so
weird
cool.
things on his face.
Yeah, the warts. He drank like a bottle of JD a day. I think he's cooler than his music.
I had a big old like zit on my head, my face, like two right there, like a couple weeks ago, and I chased my girlfriend around the house with a picture of Lemmy, being like the future.
But
was my jam, actually.
Like, this song's badass.
Yeah.
But you gotta go Elvis, I think. Like, Elvis, come on, people dress up as his dickhead still to this day. They don't think he's dead, he's so awesome. The guy went on the fucking...
I mean, technically, it'd be like 90 now, so...
he totally died on the toilet. Like, it wasn't like he he got shot like Tupac and there was like a conspiracy. It was like they found him. Like,
they're fucking peanut butter, banana, and bacon sandwiches. Yeah, exactly. Just caught up to him. Which is good. If you ever had one of those before?
No.
Oh my God, this is so good.
Yeah. I bet peanut butter goes great on everything, so I believe it.
Peanut butter,
you know what? Bacon. Three things that go great on everything: peanut butter, banana, and bacon.
Yeah,
I can see it. I don't want to try one.
He wasn't stupid
because I'm scared.
Try it.
I'm scared of what it'll lead to.
No,
you just go off the deep end.
I waddle in here in a month like
that was the best thing ever.
you definitely don't
want to eat it every day. But I mean, if you eat peanut butter and bananas every day, there's nothing wrong with that. But
why'd you throw the bacon on there?
Yeah,
throw on a stick of butter.
Was it the Bagel Bistro over by me? They make it on a cinnamon and raisin bagel.
It's called the Life Ender.
So good.
I want to say though that Elvis. Yeah. I mean, you couldn't have Lilo and Stitch without Elvis. I mean,
that's the bull.
No, yeah. But I'm saying too, like, I like his music too, man. Like, Don't Be Cruel, Hound Dog. All right,
here's my argument.
Return to Sender.
Pro and against Elvis. Elvis.
Every wedding's got to play. I Can't Help Falling in Love. It's a great song.
Yeah. A lot of shitty movies. He's remembered as the big fat guy at the end, the sweatiest man in show
business.
One
great movie, man. 1,000 Miles to Graceland.
The one with the impersonators with.
Kevin Costner. That movie fucking. Did you watch that?
Of course.
That movie kicked ass.
But it's not about it.
Christian Slater. Hey, how you doing?
Hi, I'm Christian Slater. You may remember me as Elvis.
Hi.
3,000 miles.
What's going on, guys?
All right. Good to be here. I better get going. Good to be here. No, but like Elvis is remembered for a lot more shameful things.
Fat Elvis.
Sweaty Elvis.
More shameful than Tom, being a Nazi supporter.
Like, Colonel Tom Parker stealing all his shit and controlling him. Fucking Clambake. The movie? That's a piece of shit.
Lemmy's basically a Nazi. Like,
not a Nazi. He's an appreciator of history. His big claim to fame was that he claimed to have slept with like 100,000 women.
That's not possible.
With those things on his face?
It's just not time. He doesn't have time.
All right. You ready to vote?
Yeah.
I love Motorhead. I'm going to go Elvis just for legacy.
I got to go Elvis.
All right. Well, I mean, it doesn't really matter what I'm going for, but I was going to say Motorhead. Mm-hmm.
Pete's like, fuck, if I knew that you were
going to... If I knew that, I would have fucking voted for Motorhead.
I'm more familiar with Elvis, but because you threw Motorhead in there, I mean, The fucking inner metalhead in me just couldn't fucking go against fucking Lemmy. I would fucking
I'm
die.
Actually hurting for my decision.
Yeah, man. I would. It's not too late to change. You weren't locked in.
Of course. No, we're going to go.
It's called flip-flopping.
Not going to flip-flop.
Okay, now we have the king of reggae, Bob Marley, versus Regatta Del Blanc.
Who?
We have Regatta Del Blanc, the Police.
Oh.
White reggae.
Actual reggae versus white reggae.
White English reggae. Obviously, Bob Marley, you can't say enough about Bob Marley.
I mean, don't like Bob Marley.
No, there you go.
That's why he's such a crabby guy.
We jamming? Are we jamming? We're going to jam with you. We're jamming. We jamming. We jamming.
That's
we're
one
gonna
song. With you. We're what about jam- this song?
No, I want to jam it in you.
That's creepy when you look me in the eyes and say it.
I want to jam it in you while I eat a banana.
Yo, come on, man.
This song I like. Buffalo
when you
Soul
listen to a Bob Marley song, you just feel love, you know?
No, here's my problem with Bob Marley is I think on a personal level, I had to pretend amongst stoner friends for a long time to like him more than I did. While the Police was always a thing I was really kind of digging.
Message in a Bottle, great song.
No, that was Genie by Christina Aguilera.
Genie in a Bottle, baby.
I listened to a Police song on the way here today.
Roxanne.
Close to You. Mm-hmm. That's a fucking phenomenal song.
I love the Police. I saw
they're
them
so
live.
Good that Bruno Mars' best song was ripping off the Police.
But Bob Marley, I don't know, man. Like, you feel love with Bob Marley.
Yeah.
You know, like, I just...
Like, I think right now what this world needs is more, like, more Marley.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll take a quote off of that stupid Will Smith movie. He was like the Last Man on Earth.
I Am Legend.
I Am Legend, where he was like Bob Marley, man. He fucking just wanted to inject love into the world, bro. Like,
true,
you know.
No, Will Smith again. First half of the show that was lost. Not a big Will Smith guy. He's fucking playing himself in every movie. I don't care what he's got to say.
All right, so Peace, who are you going? You going Police?
I'm going Police.
Billy
Marley.
I gotta go Marley, man. I love the Police too. I've seen the Police live; they're great. But
I was never a huge Police guy.
Now, this next matchup here are two wizards with the guitar. We have Mr. Sir Eric Clapton.
Clapton
versus Sir Prince.
Ooh.
Ooh. So this is a. I think this is our biggest matchup so far. Where like
that's a tough one because it all matters where you fall on. Because as far as musical taste.
You have Layla, you have, you know, a bunch of good songs out of Eric Clapton.
Which was written about freaking George Harrison's wife.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
You know, Tears in Heaven.
Cocaine.
So many great songs. And you have Prince, who, like, was the 80s. I think that he embodied.
Yeah.
Like, and then not the 80s where a hair band, like, just good music from the 80s.
From the 80s. The Purple One.
Doves Cry, Purple Rain, Raspberry Beret. Crazy. Let's go.
The Blue Red Cadillac.
Red, yeah. So, I mean, again, like you said, this is where you fall. I've seen Prince live before he died, and I mean, the guy put on an amazing show.
Yeah, this is hit a tough one because respect on both sides. Mm-hmm. I was never a Prince guy, but I like Prince.
Mm-hmm.
It's more that this wasn't my. I mean, this is Black Bowie.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
The same vibe, man, but hell of a guitarist, dude. Mm-hmm.
I also
underrated.
If I don't know, maybe the tiebreaker for me is that he took a stand against what he thought was wrong in the music business, and he quit the game because of like he thought he was a slave to it and shit like that.
He also had more money than God and was a devout Jehovah's Witness, and that is actually points minus for me because he was like. Super preachy at the end there.
The Joker fucking rocked out to it going down fucking Gotham.
He wasn't a Batman movie.
That's right. True, but that's... Bat Dance.
Bat Dance.
I forgot about Bat Dance.
He made a song about Batman.
That's true, fuck. I know, but Clapton is Yardbirds, dude.
Clapton had a problem with Jimi Hendrix for some reason, though.
The jealousy was a professional rivalry.
I gotta go... you know, I'm gonna go Prince. I'm a big 80s guy. I like Prince. What about you, Pete?
Clapton,
Billy the Tiber,
Prince. Yeah, I like Clapton and all. Once I found out like his fucking that song Layla was all about Harrison's wife, I was like, oh dude, you fucking skeezball, man.
Fuck you degenerate.
Pete's just like
you let your kid fall out a window and you tried to steal a Beatles wife.
All right, now this is the battle of the grunge scene.
Oh boy,
we have Nirvana versus Soundgarden. Now, I'm going to be maybe the odd man out here, but I always liked Soundgarden more. I thought, like, you know, Black Hole Sun and...
Super Unknown, that whole album.
That whole album was great. Was it...
Down on the Upside.
Was it Noose? Pretty Little Noose, one of my favorite songs. Blow Up the Outside World. I mean, just...
So many.
Yeah.
So Chris Cornell was kind of my guy.
I thought he was a much better singer. To be credit to Nirvana, I thought Kurt Cobain was a great song composer. Like every song they did,
he was. But I'm gonna maybe an unpopular opinion, but growing up in that era, I always thought Nirvana was a little overrated because they led the charge on the whole Seattle scene.
Mm-hmm.
Probably my least favorite Seattle band.
Yeah, I like them better than like Alice in Chains.
Oh, Alice in Chains, blew Nirvana out of the water for me.
Really?
Because they do the same vibe, but great harmonies and better guitars.
See, that's what drew me to Nirvana, was the fact that they weren't perfect. And they owned it. Fuck it, whatever, you know? Like, this is what grunge is. It's not perfect. It's not polished. It's not smooth. It's whatever fuck mood we're in is what you're going to fucking get.
That's true.
And you're going to fucking like it.
Respect there. Absolutely.
You know?
That's a great point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they pretty much or at least popularized the genre. If it wasn't for Nirvana, you wouldn't have had your Pearl Jam.
You wouldn't have had any of it.
Yeah.
They kicked that door open, killed hair metal on their own.
And he hated that. Mm-hmm. He didn't like that. He didn't like being the godfather of fucking grunge.
They actually changed wrestling too. I remember Paul Heyman quoting that like he's like, I wanted to change what wrestling was. Like wrestling was hair metal, right? And I wanted to be Nirvana. I wanted to come in there and make ECW big and be the exact opposite. Yeah.
In the lost first half of the show too, I was mentioning how like my girlfriend has a bunch of my band shirts now because now they're selling for all this money because they're bedazzling them and selling for like $400 a shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And amongst those shirts is a Nirvana shirt that she was showing me for like $600, and it's like a classic Nirvana tee with these jewels. I'm like, That's exactly why Kurt Cobain blew his brains out. That shirt is a perfect explanation why he fucking killed himself.
I mean, the way I look at Nirvana is like, Nirvana is to grunge as Beatles was to rock, basically.
Mm-hmm. This is true. This is true. Yeah. But as a fan, I was always a bigger Soundgarden guy. Mm-hmm. Because Chris Cornell's voice was fucking insanity.
Oh, you're never.
He's the best singer maybe ever.
Yeah, I don't think you're gonna find a voice like that in a really long time. Mm-hmm. But with that said, when Soundgarden broke up, I never really followed Cornell's career. After
I did
that.
Yeah, I have all solo albums.
Even that bad one
he did with Timberland.
I kind of hate myself for that now. You know, like I'm never gonna get to see them.
Yeah, now that he's gone.
You know, but
you never saw Soundgarden?
Huh?
Never saw Soundgarden?
Never saw Soundgarden. You know,
I saw them their last time around in Jones Beach. They played them and Nine Inch Nails.
Oh, wow.
So that was pretty good.
That's a pretty cool line.
But, like, yeah, like when Kurt Cobain killed himself, all right, you know, granted, it was 94, it was 15, but yeah, that definitely had like a oh, fuck, like impact on
me. Well, see, I was 12. So yeah. I don't think it hit me quite as hard.
No, I remember being really bummed.
I was bummed because it was like that guy whose CD I bought.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what? I think they had so much more music. Like, Soundgarden, like, played their career like Cornell just died like a year or two ago, but you know they're in like their early 50s or late 40s. Yeah. Like they did what they were going to do at this
and
point.
You wouldn't have heard Kurt Cobain ever do a James Bond theme.
No. All right, so let's put it to a vote. I think I like Soundgarden better, but I think with all the other variables I gotta go Nirvana.
Okay.
Yeah, really? Definitely 100% Nirvana.
Okay. I was gonna go Soundgarden just because bigger fan of them. Mm-hmm. But we're going to go Nirvana.
All right, yo. This next match should be probably a slam dunk here, but GNR versus the Kings of Emo, My Chemical Romance.
No fucking way. Come on.
Well, I want to try every genre in a little bit, so this is my one and only.
Every rock genre.
Every rock genre. So, like, this is my one and only entrance with Emo. But, you know, they had a couple of big albums. You know, they had the one with Helena on it. I don't know. This was at the point where CDs weren't being bought.
It's like My Sweet Beautiful something. You know that emo era?
It was complete pitch black with a white umbrella.
The Black Parade's a good album.
Yes. Well, their first two albums were really good. And I don't think they even made another one after that, after the Black Parade. I think that was the last album.
Gerard Way went on to write in comics. In fact, one of his comics is being adapted into, I want to say, a Netflix show? Mm-hmm. The Umbrella Academy? Pretty good. It's like X-Men.
So here's my big problem with Guns N' Roses. Axl Rose is an asshole. They made like three really good albums and then he decided to be a fucking dick face.
I actually always felt that the weakest point of GNR is Axl.
No.
His vocals do not hold up.
If you put anyone else with like their styles just work together, man.
Axl actually had it was very distinct. Like only Axl can sing.
I know. I guess like I was Axl. Never sit down, Billy. I'm sorry I'm gonna say this. It's not a big GNR guy.
That's cool.
Mm. Come on. Appetite for Destruction is probably the top 10 album of all time, bro.
It never did it for me. I like the Spaghetti Incident.
I like that Charles Manson song that he did. That's what broke them up.
That really?
Yeah. Because they did not, like, you know,
Slash. He was wearing that shirt for a while. Like, yeah. I was like, what's the deal with that?
Yeah, Slash and all of them, like, nah, dude, we're not doing that. We're not putting that on this album, blah, blah, blah. And fucking... They produced the whole album and fucking meanwhile Axl went behind their backs, did the whole fucking, you know, did the whole thing or whatever, and fucking threw it on there and they're just like, all right, no, that's it, we're done.
Right.
They walk away from him on that one.
All right, so I mean, again, the Kings of Emo over here, I gotta go Guns N' Roses.
Original GNR.
Yeah, I'll go GNR. Yeah. I like My Chemical Romance, but in a way that's like, I like my friends.
A lot, like hopefully, like
no, I mean, like I think you're all wonderful, but you're not Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, I can't see MCR selling out fucking MetLife.
Or
Madison Square Garden.
They never could.
Or the Paramount.
They never hit that status of like
maybe 89 North
world changers.
Yeah,
like, I mean, come on, we waited 20 years for that disappointing Chinese Democracy album.
And you know what? I mean, it's sad, but like, you listen to the album, don't listen to it as a Guns N' Roses album. Pardon me. Don't listen to it as a Guns N' Roses album.
In fact, don't listen to it.
I actually like, I hate to say this, but I'm going on record saying it is a good album. It is a good album, just not a Guns N' Roses. Just not a Guns N' Roses album.
You're the ultimate apologist, right?
Pete's hating even more than you voted for.
No, you know what I loved was like back in 08 or 07, The Offspring were going to name their album Chinese Democracy. And their whole reasoning was like, fuck it, they sat on it long enough. Yeah. We're going to put it out.
That would have been fucking awesome.
All right. The next one, strange matchup, because sometimes you just got to play someone in the first round. U2.
Okay.
There's Sam Cooke.
Who?
Sam Cooke?
Who?
You don't know
him? Who?
I've heard of him.
All What's right. his song?
Let me just bring up Sam Cooke. Billy, I'm like blanking on names.
He doesn't. Oh, there he goes. He's down like toward the bottom of the search.
Like right. Twist the Night Away, Bring Me Home.
Oh, okay, okay.
Bring
okay.
It On Home to Me. Yeah. So bring it home to me. That's probably his.
Okay, okay.
All right.
For some reason, I had thought it was like. Isn't there like a recent guy who's got a name like that?
Maybe.
Yeah. For some reason, I was thinking of somebody recent also with the name Sam.
Did she do that "Stay With Me" song?
Yeah.
And like he did "Twist the Night Away," like "Twisting the Night Away," right? So he had like a bunch of hits from like the '60s and like.
Well, look, I like this. Mm-hmm. This is good. I may not have known his name. U2 sucks.
Sam Cooke. Bono's a huge number two.
I don't want to. You know, I don't want to. Push your bubble, Brian, but I'm not a big U2 guy.
I don't like U2. It's my favorite story. I know it's not true, but it was always funny. U2 is playing Scotland, and Bono stops the song. He goes, just clapping his hands. Every time I clap my hands, a child in Africa dies. The guy in the crowd just goes, then stop clapping, you cunt!
Stop clapping, you cunt.
There's somebody in the audience is clapping really fast.
They shot him with a 38. I'm not super familiar with Sam Cooke, but you know he was on all this, and I do like the songs I know of him. I really like a lot, and they're all this genre. Like any song you hear from him is like this.
I like this genre more. That's why I'm just gonna go out on a limb and vote for it, because U2 is just they got an album that's good.
The Joshua Tree is an amazing album.
That's a good album,
and they until just recently were like one of the biggest bands in the world. You know, like I think their politics make them annoying.
When Bono fell off a bike and broke every bone in his face, I audibly laughed.
All right, so
I'm going Sam Cooke. Yeah, just to go against what probably popular opinion would be.
Mm-hmm. I am too. Yeah. I'm going to go with you.
I like Sam Cooke, and they use this movie, this song, Guardians of the Galaxy, too.
There you go.
All right.
How many more we got?
We got two more in this round.
Yeah, piss my pants in a minute.
Foo Fighters?
Foos.
Versus Pearl Jam.
Foo versus Pearl. All right. A lot to unpack there because we got a former Nirvana guy.
Mm-hmm.
We got a original Seattle band. We got current relevance.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie Vedder got a little weird lately.
I think...
Although he did do that song on the Oscars last night. It was pretty good.
I had left at that point.
Okay. I would say that Pearl Jam's best album is better than Foo Fighters' best album, but their collective work. Foo Fighters have had more just better songs for longer than Pearl Jam. Pearl Jam put it out after like the Do the Evolution album wasn't even
Yield,
that great.
Yield, yeah.
Like that was the video. If it wasn't
no,
that
but
video,
then they put out their live album from back in the '90s. Live on Two Legs was great. Did,
no, that's a live album from old stuff.
What's
though,
the last album? Fuck, now I'm blanking. The album they did a couple years ago. I'm gonna look it up.
I couldn't tell you.
Had some really... Backspacer. That's a good album.
The Color and the Shape is one of my favorite albums, man. I love a lot of the songs off that. You know, what's that thing they did on HBO?
Sonic Highway.
Sonic Highway. I love that album because of that show.
Fuck, that was a good show.
That was a good album, too, you know?
A good documentary series. Respect there. He's on Dave Grohl's on Tenacious D.
Yeah. Pearl Jam, you know, going back to 10 and Victory, I think those albums are probably better than anything Foo Fighters ever did.
Vitalogy was really good.
Vitalogy's good. That's a good album.
And then after that, to me, they fell off.
They kind of puttered out.
And then Eddie Vedder was doing weird ukulele music for Into the Wild.
Yeah. Well, Foo Fighters started off kind of like a fun little band, and like they had—I remember that first, the first video they did with the Futos.
Yeah,
you know, what was that?
No,
the Mentos. Big Me. It was Big Me.
Yeah, they had one before that with "I Stick Around."
Uh huh.
That was their first video.
But that's their first album, though.
And that video is like the epitome of '90s douchebaggery, but it's a good song.
I think Foo Fighters is stuck to their style more. Also,
I want to say that I would be more psyched to see the Foo Fighters than I would be the Pearl Jam.
100%.
Well, I've seen the Foo Fighters a lot, and they're not great live.
Huh. I saw them at HFS Festival with you. They were great that night.
I don't know. I've seen them like 5 or 6 times, just randomly. But they're not my favorite live band.
All right.
They sound better on an album, is the point.
All right, so let's put it to a vote. If I had to pick one band, I particularly like the Foo Fighters better than Pearl Jam.
Yeah, I'm playing devil's advocate here. I think I'm going to probably go Foos.
I'm going Foos.
Wow, unanimous. I thought that was going to split us.
No.
All right. And we have the last one for this round, and then we'll take a break, play Billy's song, please, and do a little Balderdash and be out. All right, so we'll do the second half of the first round next time.
Yep.
This last match in this round is Frank Sinatra, the chairman of the board.
Chairman of the board, baby.
Versus the Duck of Little Flower, Elton John. Just to me. This is machismo versus this homo.
This isn't even I don't know. I kind of want to root for Elton.
It's like, yo, you gay or what? Like that.
like just on a progressive level, be like, look, Elton's cool.
All right, so fucking Frank Sinatra's classy as fuck. You know, I like a lot of his music. I think like My Way, even though it wasn't his song.
And if we don't vote for him, he'll probably find a way to come back from the dead and kill us.
When he told Sinead O'Connor to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, he has post-mortem orders to kill anybody who speaks ill of him.
he hung out with Dino and Sammy. And then if you watch videos of their old like shtick, they were hilarious. They were classy, man. Like they were the epitome of cool. Elton John, though, I think musically was awesome. I think you take out Rocket Man.
He's got a lot of great music that Tiny you don't Dancer. Even think of. Like, those songs, of course, come to mind because those are, like, two of the biggest. But hell of a singer, hell of a songwriter.
A great
Frankie
performer.
Never read his own songs.
Yeah, but he's a performer, you know? Like,
he was part of the Swapping Bobby Soxers. You know? Like, he just was a crooner.
He was cool enough where the mob just kind of took him in. They were like, you know what?
Well, that was just like, hey, Italian guy, you're famous. Join us.
But there was a plan.
Have people killed. Have one on us. Oh, he's breaking out a poster.
There you go. Look at that.
Wow, a really young Sinatra right there.
From 38.
Yeah, I was going to replace it with the Space Jam one, but the thing was too big.
You ever watch the like old school Looney Tunes where they're making fun of Frank Sinatra?
Yeah.
And he's like, the joke they make is that he's like horrifically thin and he could barely stand up. That's that photo.
But I don't know. I just, maybe I'm Italian. I like Sinatra. Musically, I think he was good, man. I think every wedding they play Sinatra.
I said we just vote.
I'm going to piss my fucking pants any second here.
So I'm going to go Frankie,
chairman of the board all the way.
When I really break these two down, which ones do you think I've played in my home, actually? It's got to be Frank.
Yeah.
you don't like dust and play like, I'm a rocket man.
I do like that song. I like Rocket Man. Crocodile.
Nah, 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 nah. Like, no. Here's the thing. It's like, are you a man or are you gay? Like, that's
like in my house, I frequently play My Way. So it's got to be Frank.
All right, Billy, play your song.
Happy birthday, Bon Jovi.
Did he hit? You didn't hit play.
It's fucking loading.
It's loading.
It's loading. It's loading. Fuck. I don't care. I'm going to the bathroom. Fuck you all. Happy birthday, Bon Jovi. Fucking play, goddammit. Come on.
Oh, come on. Oh, we're halfway there.
You talk about the load bar, right?
Oh, wait. Did this fucking computer just fucking shit on us?
I say we call it. It's fucking late.
Oh, my God.
Let's just call it an episode. Too many fucking technical errors.
Yeah,
going on
this,
right
this
now.
Is a fucking playing. Yeah, and I really got to fucking
piss
my pants.
All right, so you take
pants.
A piss. All right, so
all right, talk amongst yourself.
And
I'll be honest. Ever since the computer crash, I didn't really keep score or nothing. So it's not even a winner.
This is
a
part
mini.
Part one.
This is just consider it that this is part one. Mm. It's our first bracket. It's a little mini episode, so we can record next week. Mm-hmm. We're gonna call it a night here.
All right,
so. Follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics. Like us on Facebook. Email us, paintedblackcomics@gmail.com. Sorry for the shorty, but it's, computers. What are you going to do? But you know what our computers do accept? Nudes.
Nudes.
Send them. Mm-hmm. And the Instagram, Painted Black Podcast on Instagram. And we're going to close it up. All
right.
So for all of us here, close the door behind you.